honoring DPS Director Stephen McCraw. Texas Border Business, Austin, Texas Department of Public Safety, DPS, Director Stephen C. McCraw was honored yesterday for his legacy of leadership and service at what was his last Public Safety Commission, PSC, meeting before his retirement later this year. At the meeting held at DPS headquarters in Austin, PSC Chairman Stephen P. Mock, along with fellow commissioners Nelda Luce Blair, Dan Horde III, Larry Long and Steve Stodgehill, adopted a resolution to officially name the department's new training facility in Williamson County, which is in the process of being developed, as the Stephen C. McCraw Law Enforcement Academy and Training Center in the director's honor. Former PSC Chairwoman Cynthia Leon, along with former Commissioners Karen Barth and Manny Flores, were also in attendance. In the last 15 years of his career, Stephen McCraw has made an extraordinary and everlasting impact on the Texas Department of Public Safety, said Chairman Mock. There is no doubt that the department has become one of the most elite law enforcement organizations in the nation because of Director McCraw, and by naming this new facility, where recruits will go to learn and train, in his honor, his legacy of service to this state will continue to inspire generations of men and women who choose to join the ranks of the Texas TAN. Using funds appropriated by the 88th Texas Legislature, the Stephen C. McCraw Law Enforcement Academy and Training Center will be a state-of-the-art facility used to train Texas Highway Patrol trooper recruits as well as local, state, and federal law enforcement partners. Phase 1 will break ground this winter and will include the construction of 3 new dormitories to house up to 560 recruits, a 9-classroom building, a cafeteria and indoor and outdoor physical fitness facilities. Using funds appropriated by the 88th Texas Legislature, the Stephen C. McCraw Law Enforcement Academy and Training Center will be a state-of-the-art facility used to train Texas Highway Patrol trooper recruits as well as local, state, and federal law enforcement partners. Phase 1 will break ground this winter and will include the construction of 3 new dormitories to house up to 560 recruits, a 9-classroom building, a cafeteria and indoor and outdoor physical fitness facilities. Currently, DPS Trooper Trainee Academy is split between DPS headquarters in Austin and the department's tactical training facility in Florence, requiring recruits to be bused about an hour each way daily. By the end of its construction, the new facility will be the home of DPS entire training operations division, which will ultimately optimize training schedules and the overall quality of the DPS Academy. Read the PSC's resolution here. 2 proclamations, one from Governor Greg Abbott and one from Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, were also presented to Director McCraw, thanking him for his life of service and transformative leadership guiding DPS over the last 15 years. Read Governor Greg Abbott's proclamation here. Read Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick's proclamation here. Also at the meeting, the Texas Ranger Division named Director McCraw an honorary Texas Ranger Captain, a distinction presented to individuals who repose special trust and confidence by the Texas Rangers because of their patriotism, valor, fidelity, and ability to serve the state of Texas. As an honorary Texas Ranger Captain, Director McCraw is charged with honoring the memory and service of past Texas Rangers, as well as supporting the preservation of the principles, history, heritage, and traditions of the storied division. View the Honorary Ranger Certificate here. The Texas State Troopers Association, TSTA, presented Director McCraw with its annual, the Blue Shield, Award. The award is given to a public servant who demonstrates exceptional commitment and education to defending the thin blue line. Representatives of the TSTA presented Director McCraw with the Glass Award at the PSC meeting. You can view all of the presentations online, here. Photos from all of the presentations are available, here. Director McCraw announced his plans to retire from the department back in August. He will continue to serve until his replacement is named. #HQ2024-76